Dictation, 12th of July patient, Patricia A. Myrold, M-Y-R-O-L-D, did a birth 11-20-1950. Patricia Myrold was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule. Paragraph, recently coming, she had a carotid ultrasound which showed an incidental thyroid nodule. Paragraph, she feels tired and exhausted but has no problems with swallowing, although she does have some intermittent hoarseness, period. There are occasional aches and cramps in her neck and head. Paragraph, has history significant for type 2 diabetes, comma hypertension, comma benign positional vertigo, and occipital neuralgia. Paragraph, she's had knee replacement at Henry Ford Hospital. Paragraph, family history is notable for her mother having a thyroid problem. Paragraph, social history, she's a truck driver and works for Federal Express, comma does not smoke or drink alcohol. Paragraph, current medication, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma glipizide, one pill per day, comma lisinopril plus HCTZ, comma 20/25 milligrams daily, comma metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and Norvesc, one pill per day, period. Paragraph. General review, the other was unremarkable, request assistance evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 140 over 78, comma weight under 92 pounds, and BMI is 34.1, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy. Appeared the hearts were normal, the lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was closely intact. Paragraph, I've reviewed previous studies, which include an ultrasound of the thyroid gland showing a 1.7 centimeter nodule in the right lobe and 1.5 centimeter nodule in the left lobe, period. Hemoglobin A1C was 7%. Thyroid function tests were normal with a TSH of 1.3, period. Paragraph, final aspiration biopsy of thyroid nodules showed benign findings with evidence of colored nodules. Paragraph, impression, multinodular goiter, comma, benign on final aspiration biopsy. Appears she also with type 2 diabetes, which is uncontrolled, and hypertension. Paragraph, no further intervention for her thyroid is indicated at this point, but I did suggest that she try Ozempic to improve control of her sugars, but as her hemoglobin A1C had risen to 8.1%, but she did not tolerate this medication, so I've added Tradjenta 5 milligrams per day to her current program. Paragraph, I've asked her to return for routine follow-up in October 2022. End of dictation.